On with more news stories. Work begins on the new box park to house Anglia Square traders. Carrow House is set to become a major events hotspot, and a new bench invites people to pause and connect.
Work has started on a new box park being built to rehome Anglia Square traders. Signs have been posted in the NR3 area of Norwich indicating the project is underway, but there is no time frame for when it will be completed, with just the words "coming soon" displayed. The food and retail centre, made out of refitted shipping containers, is under the Magdalen Street flyover after being granted planning permission at City Hall. Known as St Saviour's Yard, the development is being built on the car park next to Anglia Square and is expected to include wine bars, office spaces and restaurants. Norwich City Council bought Anglia Square last year and was awarded a total of £34 million by the government to cover the costs of its purchase and raising the site. Traders have already been moved out and have been given temporary homes while waiting for St Saviour's Yard to be built. The area has been described as a new and vibrant destination to work, showcase craft and trade from. The 86 containers, which are permitted to remain in place for a decade, are intended to be a flexible and low-cost option to house a mix of independent traders.
Alan Boswell Group has been named Insurance Brokers of the Year at the British Insurance Awards 2025. The Norwich-based insurer brokers and financial planners received the accolade at an awards ceremony held at London's Royal Albert Hall. "We're proud to be recognised as Insurance Broker of the Year," said Alan Boswell, Executive Chairman. "This award is a testament to the hard work and professionalism of everyone across our group and reflects our commitment to putting clients at the centre of everything we do. The national awards recognise outstanding customer service, client retention and excellence across the UK insurance industry." Founded more than 40 years ago, Alan Boswell Group is one of the UK's largest independent insurance brokers. Based at Prospect House in Norwich, the group has offices across the east of England, including Ipswich and Bury St Edmunds. Alan Boswell Group offers advice and tailored insurance, risk management and financial solutions to individuals and businesses. The award follows the group's recent expansion, recently acquiring three brokers to bolster presence across East Anglia.
A bench encouraging simple conversations to help reduce loneliness has been unveiled in the grounds of Norwich Cathedral. The Happy to Chat bench, launched by Age UK Norwich with support from Leith's Prior and the People Kit, is the second of its kind in the city. It is dedicated to Dawn Lasso, a long-serving Leith's Prior employee and committed Age UK Norwich volunteer. Situated in a peaceful spot near the cloisters, the bench offers a place for people to pause, talk and make new connections, with the aim of reducing social isolation. Mike Barlow, senior partner at Leith's Prior, said, "We are incredibly proud to support this bench alongside Age UK Norwich and the People Kit, and deeply moved that it honours our much-missed colleague and friend, Dawn Lasso. This bench, inviting people to pause and connect, feels like the perfect tribute to someone who cared so deeply about making a difference."
The former home of the Coleman family is being transformed into a major events venue. A licensing application lodged with Norwich City Council has revealed new details about the plans for Carrow House. The Victorian property forms part of the wider Carrow Works site and sat empty for many years before being taken on by Norwich Unity Hub, a group of charities. The organisation recently unveiled its partnership with wedding planners Smoke and Wildwood as part of a bid to generate more income at the site. In the new licensing application, it has emerged that larger events such as craft fairs could attract up to 1,000 attendees to Carrow House and its grounds. Carrow House is a combination of Grade 2 listed former home of the Coleman family, including an ornate Victorian conservatory, and a post-Second World War office building known as New Carrow House. It forms part of former Coleman's mustard factory site, Carrow Works, which was expected to see almost 2,000 new homes built under plans lodged by Fuel Properties in 2022. The largely vacant site contains several listed structures, which the council was keen to preserve, including Carrow House. However, the plans to redevelop it were scrapped last year following a breakdown in communications with the developer, which has resulted in delays to the application. The agreement with Norwich Unity Hub has been set out so as not to prevent any potential work on the site should redevelopment move forward.